With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has some ideas about where interest rates are going. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Fed is expected to announce another quarter point rate cut next month after a cut last week and in September. Speaking in Dallas, Powell said inflation is going in the right direction.
With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bump. Path.
Powell was asked about President-elect Trump's plan to impose sweeping tariffs.
The answer isn't obvious until we see the actual policies.
Powell also talked about the independence of the Fed. Donald Trump has asserted that as president, he should have a say on rate policies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wildfires continue to persist in New Jersey and New York, some of them man-made.
New Jersey and New York state officials have made public criminal charges against two people separately accused of setting some of the wildfires that have hit the Northeast in recent weeks. The region is undergoing some of its driest conditions in decades. Bill Donnelly with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says people need to be careful with burning things this time of year.
Please be careful. We're getting to that time of year where folks are using wood stoves and things like that. They're typically having outside fires here in New Jersey. Outside fires have been banned. However, you start talking about people cleaning out wood stoves and things like that, discarding their ashes. Those ashes will stay warm for a few days.
That audio is courtesy of WABC. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump's latest pick for his administration is Doug Collins, a former congressman from Georgia, to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points, the NASDAQ dropped 123, the S&P 500 lower by 36. This is SRN News. Women aren't the only one using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims the Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman's about 7 weeks pregnant and says she wants to terminate her pregnancy but cannot legally do so in Kentucky because of the ban. This is SRN News. The Fulton Justice Department comes down hard on Georgia's Fulton County Jail. We hear more on the story from correspondent Shelley Adler reporting from Atlanta.
U.S. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Kristen Clark says conditions at the Fulton County Jail are dangerous and unsanitary.
Housing units are flooded from broken toilets. Roaches, rodents, and pests abound.
As far as safety goes, there were 314 stabbings and over 1,000 assaults last year.
The Fulton County Jail had as many stabbings in a single month as the Miami-Dade County Jail had all year.
Clark noted that the report provides basic remedial actions and said the Justice Department is ready to work with the county to address the problems identified. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.